You are now listening to the Jason Capital Show. So sit down and lend me your ears.
I am Jason Capital. You are an action taker in this world of talkers, and we are here together handcrafting your legendary life. Should you be watching porn? What do you think, Sterling? I don't know, Sterling's got a weird, got an active sex life. All right, so listen, I get this question a lot, mostly because a lot of my subscribers subscribed when I was a full-time dating coach, and I respect that. And it's just something that stops a lot of guys or fucks with them. So I wanna talk about it here for a second. And I wanna share with you my kind of unique take on porn and should you be watching it and what it really says about our society and some stuff, all right? So here's my thoughts. I'm just gonna rattle them off, all right? One, if you think porn is a problem in your life, it's definitely a fucking problem. Two, if you find yourself watching porn and part of you doesn't even want to be watching it, but you're doing it, you're like, there's this force that's making you do it. Like, you can't even control it. You got a fucking problem. All right? I kind of have a unique look into this because I know some of the top online marketing companies in the world, and I've consulted with some of them, and I'm friends with some of them. And I have met a few guys who run some of the biggest porn companies in the world, like Brazzers and other places. And these guys are some of the best internet marketers on the planet. Here's what I want you to imagine next time you go and watch porn. Don't see hot chicks sucking dick, all right? I want you to see a bunch of fat, creepy, sweaty guys with long hair studying numbers on a bunch of monitors, trying to figure out new ways to mind fuck you, to control you, and invisibly handcuff you to a seat, forcing you to take your dick out and stroke it until you have a momentary second of pleasure before hours of shame and guilt. Okay? That is what they do. Literally, that is their whole job. And they make, millions and millions and millions of dollars on it. Unbelievable amounts of money. It's insane. That's what they do. All right, they have like some of the best data in the world. Like in internet marketing, it's well known that the porn marketers are like always at the front of innovation, right? It's like porn innovates and then everyone in like more PG-13 markets, they copy them, right? That's what they do. So it's not really like your fault that you have this addiction. They are, it's really not, all right? They are mind fucking the shit out of you and they don't give a fuck. They're getting rich off it. Even if it ruins your life, they don't care. All right, so keep that in mind. Like, next time you see porn, don't see six hot chicks with big tits sucking dick. See a bunch of sweaty, weird, creepy guys going like, ooh, I'm gonna type some words, type some shit, some words here, make some more money, mind fuck this guy and that guy, make them all, control them all, so like they just have to jerk off all the time. Like, that's really the truth. All right, this is not politically correct at all. When's the last time politicians got it correct, right? Fuck that shit. So how do you like deal with it if that's an issue? How do you deal with the fact if you are watching porn but you don't want to and it's cutting into your life? A lot of times, as you know, if you jerk off to porn after, you don't feel like you don't jerk off, clean yourself off and go, I'm gonna dominate my fucking path now. I'm about to get rich, about to build a business, I'm about to bang all these chicks, about to dominate my path, about to leave my handprint on the you don't feel that way. Right? You want to go curl up like on a couch with a blanket and just feel bad about yourself. Like, so it's not helping you. All right. It is not helping you. And I'm not here to just like make it worse. That's not at all what I'm trying to do. I am trying to frankly agitate you on purpose to try and motivate you to stop doing this shit. All right. I am not the expert on how to stop watching porn. There's other people out there who teach that stuff. And they could probably give you techniques that would be really good. I have a few ideas about how I would do it. One of them would be sending $1,000 to my buddy. And then if I watch porn sometime in the next, let's say 30 days, then he gets to keep the money. Like, that would be one way that you could get leverage on yourself. Another way would be making like have a group of like four dudes who all have a problem and you all come together and you all say you're not gonna do it and you all give each other a bunch of money and they get to keep the money if you do it, right? There's like different ways to get leverage on yourself. That's not the point of this video. All right. Point is, I want to give you some insights into how that business works and just maybe just give you some new context about it. All right. Because it's not helping. And here's the thing. If porn's the issue, the fastest antidote, the cure is just get some fucking pussy. All right. Start having sex with real women. Get a girlfriend. if you have a hot chick that you really care about and you guys have sex all the time, you're really not gonna be watching porn. Maybe you'll watch porn together, that's your business, but it's not gonna be like a thing for you. You're gonna like hide in a room, lock the door, hope no one hears you as you bang one out. Like, that's not gonna be a thing. All right, if you're watching porn right now and you're doing it too much, understand, like, this should be a wake-up call for you that something's not right in your life. Maybe you gotta remove triggers from your environment. Maybe you gotta get, like, it's possible you just may be living a life that you don't like at all. So you turn to porn as an escape. That's very, very possible. And if that's the case, that's a fucking wake-up call. I need to do something different with my life. I don't care what the fuck you do. Move. Leave your place. Leave where you are. Like, go live somewhere else. Go to fucking Thailand. Go to Bangkok. Go to Bali. Right? It's cheap there. Go live in Mexico. In the safe places. Not those narco Netflix places. Right? Like, change a bunch of shit. Like, just change a bunch of shit up. Remove the triggers. Do something new. Find something that you love. I'd much rather you make 20 grand a year doing shit you love than 100 grand a year doing shit you hate. You'll be much happier the second way. I promise you. And with that happiness, you'll probably find some side hustle you can do it from the laptop to make up for the lost income anyways. All right, but you do not want to be some 80-year-old looking back on your life going, I wasted my best primal years when my dick was on, when it was on top of the fucking world. I wasted it on my left or right hand, depending on whether you're ambidextrous, you know, right hand or left. You don't want to be that fucking guy. You want to look back on your life and say, I fucking did it. I did it good. I did it right. All right, fuck porn. Don't let porn beat you. You're so much fucking better than that. Peace.